Well, he's joining us once again to talk NRL action. Rob, we've let you out of the little box there.
Good morning, Mark, or should I say happy birthday?
We can just say good morning and move on. Look, a great weekend of action coming up. Round 22, where has this season gone?
I know, it seems like only yesterday you were only 40 years old, but now 41 and looking great for your age.
Yeah, thank you, mate. Look, the Bulldogs take on the Eels. I'm just trying to keep it to rugby league, and you're not going to let me, but that's all right. This is one of those grudge matches, isn't it? These teams just always have great matches. They don't like each other.
And they only played each other about a month ago, so it's quite a small window of time between them. But I think in this one, Parramatta, they're going to secure their place in the finals tonight with a big win over the Bulldogs. So Parramatta, they're going to be in the finals.
I hate to say it, you could be right. Dragons and the Rabbits this week.
I like the look of the Dragons. They'll be very disappointed how they performed last week. And their coach, he copped a fine for his comments in the post-game. I think he might want to have a better look at his own team's performance rather than blaming the officials. But just Souths are in a very big rut at the moment, and the Dragons to get the win.
This is an interesting game, Cowboys and the Storm.
Yeah, it'll be a very good game, this one up in Townsville on the Friday night. That Cowboys, they'd won four or five games in a row without Jonathan Thurston. They came up against the Roosters last weekend. They got done. Coming up against a Melbourne side who were outstanding on Cameron Smith's 350th game. As I've said the last couple of weeks, Melbourne, the best team in the comp by a long way, and I think they'll continue that form on the Friday night.
We're going to stick with... we're going to move to Newcastle, and they say take on the Warriors too.
I'm very pleased to say that Newcastle... They're going to go back-to-back for the first time in close to 2 years.
So big thoughts on the Knights winning this week. Momentum will carry them through.
I think I'm going to declare them certainties to beat the Warriors.
Let's head to Queensland, Gold Coast and Brisbane.
Yeah, Gold Coast, Brisbane. We've got a situation here. The Titans, they would be really disappointed in how they performed last Sunday against the Tigers. Their season is over. Brisbane, they've got a few players coming back now. I think Brisbane, they'll bounce back from the loss to Parramatta last Friday.
How do you see the Sharks and Canberra?
Oh, it's a difficult one to say. I think that easy thing to say is that Sharks will win. Canberra, they have a very slim chance of still making the finals, but I think Cronulla to get the win and they'll secure their place in the finals.
A couple more games of interest. Manly have got the Roosters too.
Wheels are starting to fall off for Manly. In the past 2 weeks, they've conceded over 90 points. So defence is...
How do you come back from that?
It's a big issue, and they're coming up against a Roosters side that's got a few players to come back as well. At Lotto Land, I like the look of the Roosters in this one, which it makes things a bit tight because you've got the Dragons, Manly and Parramatta and Penrith all vying for the last couple of spots in the eight. And Manly, they would have thought a few weeks ago they were a sure thing to make the finals, but things are getting a bit uncertain at this stage.
The very last game is interesting because it's kind of a father-son affair, but not really.
It's a family affair, yeah. So we have Ivan Cleary, the West Tigers coach, former coach of Penrith, coming up against his son, Nathan, the gun halfback for the Panthers. So we've got a situation here where I think the Tigers, they've got a chance. They went well against the Gold Coast last week, but Penrith is playing so well at the moment, and as I was saying, that Penrith slowly making their run towards the finals. So look for the Panthers to get the win in this one.
They're just one of those teams, aren't they? All of a sudden, they're nowhere, then they're there.
At their best, they can be some of the most exciting players in the game.
Look, there's some options for you. If you haven't got your tips in at the moment, head to the app, head to 2NRFM.com and get the app, of course, and make sure those tips are in. Only a few weeks to go of regular action, mate. That's very exciting.
Only about a month left, yeah.
Finals are almost here.
Absolutely.
All righty, 16 to midday, 20 RFM. Thank you, Rob, for your tips this week. And we'll catch you next week.